Then we can come to the 1977 season. And when was it that you knew that the Tulsa Oilers owner, A. Ray Smith, was moving the Oilers to New Orleans for the start of the 77 season?
Well, John, what happened was that A. Ray and the Fairgrounds people got crossways, and I don't know all the details of it.
I'd heard, Bill, that A. Ray Smith was a Democrat, and at that time, most of the people that ran Tulsa County were Republicans. And a few years before that, when Watergate was going on, A. Ray was asking for some help to help fix the ballpark up and things like that, like he always did. But this time, before the meeting started, he said, "Well, what about your old boy Richard Nixon right now, huh?" And that upset the Republicans on the Tulsa County
Fairground Board.
And they were mad enough at him, they didn't give him enough money to repair the ballpark to his satisfaction.
And he moved
after the 1976
season. He moved to New Orleans, is that right?
Right.
I was, again, at that time, doing a lot of work for the county and the city of Tulsa in the construction business, okay? I was building water treatment plants and sewer treatment plants, as well as laying water lines and building buildings. So I'd expanded quite a bit. At that time, a man by the name of John Elsnore was running the fairgrounds, along with Terry Young, was the county commissioner, Lou Harris, and
Mel Rice.
I'm going back 40-some-odd years. It's hard to remember that. But anyway, I had made friends with the people that bought the Rangers in 19...
It was 1972 when the Texas Rangers came from Washington to Dallas.
Okay, that's when they bought them in 72. And the guy that bought that team was a friend of mine. He and I were in business together. We owned a company that made plastic pipe.
His name?
Brad Corbett. And along with him, a man by the name of Eddie Childs was involved in the ownership of the Rangers as well. Eddie Childs owned the Western companies, I believe. And we built facilities for them all over Oklahoma and Texas and all over.
The Western company. Remember, if you don't own an oil well,
if you don't, if,
that was Eddie Childs.
Are you mad too, Eddie? You remember that old slogan?
Right.
And I'm mad too, Eddie.
The oil business that he was in.
He was in very similar business as Schlumberger, and used to be here would be probably out of Durant now. It'd be Halliburton.
Halliburton.
Yeah, they were competitors. He was a smaller competitor. He did that. But anyway, Lou Harris, Mel Rice, and John Elsner knew that I knew these people personally. So they got upset because A. Red left. They wanted to have baseball in Tulsa. So John Elsner called me, and we met for lunch. He said, "I want to find out if you can get us a baseball team." And I said, "Well, I know them, and I can call them and ask them." He said, "Well, do." And so I called them and asked them, and I talked to Brad. Brad said, "Bill, are you wanting to be in the baseball business?" And I said, "No, I don't want to be in the baseball business, but Tulsa needs a baseball team." He said, "If you want to be in the baseball business and Tulsa needs a baseball business, you'll have to do it, and I'll get you a baseball business." And that's how we got started in the baseball business. I talked to John, I talked to Terry, and I talked to Lou, and everybody. As a matter of fact, at that time, our mayor was Bob LaFortune, and we talked about it. Of course, the old ballpark years ago used to be downtown, and I'd talked to Bob about that. But ended up, we formed a corporation. I joined the Texas Rangers, and we bought the franchise for a double-A team.
What team was that? Where was that from?
It was Lafayette, Louisiana. That's who owned the franchise, and we bought it from, it wasn't Lafayette, but the group that owned the franchise for Lafayette was a double-A, and we bought it. The original deal was that the Rangers and I would own the franchise. I'm going to tell you this, we paid $40,000 for the franchise.
And the year again would have been
1977. Today, well, that same franchise, which is here, probably worth $650,000, $700,000.
What role did Hugh Finnerty, former Tulsa Oiler general manager, play in this?
Hugh was announcer for the Oilers. He was very close. I think he was manager.
He was the general manager of the club.
Of the Oilers.
Yes, yep. And then in 1965, he became the president of the Texas League.
That's right.
Right after Tulsa went to AAA.
Right.
So Hugh Finnerty had a huge amount of contacts.
He did.
Throughout baseball.
Once we bought the franchise.
You bought the franchise, but you needed community support and county commissioner's support?
Well, we needed to make sure we had a ballpark, which we did, because we bought the franchise and brought it to Tulsa as a AA team now. The county assured me that I had a lease on the ballpark, the old ballpark.
It's about 150 yards to the west of where we're sitting.
Right. It was an old wood frame. It was a nice ballpark. They painted it and they cleaned it up and they made it pretty shiny. Again, with the relationship that I had at that time, Roy Clark was, I think, when this first happened, Roy was in Vegas doing a show in Vegas, which he back then did a lot of Vegas work. But anyway, he called and he wanted to become partners and wanted to get involved in the baseball business.
Oh, you didn't reach out. He called you.
Yes.
He played baseball when he was a youngster and in high school.
Yeah.
And he told me in an interview that you can hear here on VoicesOfOklahoma.com, even to this day, if he sees kids playing, he may stop his car and just
Absolutely.
Sit and watch them play ball.
We're all the same way. He's the same way and I'm the same way and Roy is. But anyway, Roy called and had his accountant call. That's the way it was. But again, I knew Roy and we had been involved because he was here and I'd played in his golf tournaments. So we had been friends for a while. But anyway, he wanted to get involved. And I ended up selling him 49% of the corporation and I own 51% of it. Now that's the way it got started. After that, we decided we were in the baseball business. So I talked to Brad Corbett, and I said, Brad, I need to have something to kick the season off in a big way. And he said, well, what do you want to do? And I said, I'd like to have Texas Rangers play an exhibition game here. He said, no problem. Who you want to be there? And I said, well, the closest one to us probably would be Houston. He said, okay, I'll have Houston and the Rangers play an exhibition game. I believe that was April. I don't remember what day it was.
April 3, 1977.
Before we get to that date, how did the Texas Rangers front office react when they knew that you and Roy Clark had purchased the team and they were going to put it in Tulsa?
Well, they loved it. They're the ones that found the franchise because my original comment to them was that we want baseball in Tulsa. It was an ideal situation for the Rangers because they're AA farm club, and they had AAA. Ended up, AAA was Oklahoma City, and AA was Tulsa.
You know, I got to get this out of my head here because I'm going back, A. Ray Smith, and the politics of that county commissioner board, that they let politics stand in the way. Was there an outcry about that, and people were upset that Republican and Democrat actually lost a baseball team?
I don't know. Of course, to me at that time, I was basically not involved in politics that heavy. But when I say that to you, that A. Ray had probably stepped on some toes or he aggravated some people.
So there might have been some things leading up to that.
When I say that, I'm sure it wasn't all A. Ray's fault any more than it was the county commissioner's.